The next patient is Daniel Darley. The last name is D-A-R-L-E-Y. First name, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that is followed in this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has maintained adequate kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.74, and the estimated GFR is 39 mL per minute. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment and no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today is 104 over 52. Following number. The patient continues to maintain a BMI of 35, which is too much for him. He was advised to cut the calorie intake in order to be able to lose some weight, period. Following number, BPH, the patient is on Flomax and Proscar. No symptoms at the present time. Following number, the patient has a history of Parkinson's disease, evaluated and treated by Dr. Ramkison. Ramkison, period. He continues to take carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100, three times a day. Following number, hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 103 is in stable condition. Following number, the patient has a history of pulmonary embolism, and this embolism is treated with the continued administration of warfarin. He controls that every single Friday at home and reports to the cardiologist. Period. The patient is about to change the primary care provider, and in view of the presence of a systolic murmur that is in the left external border and in the aortic focus, we advise the patient to mention that condition to the new primary in order to get a referral for cardiology. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 to 7 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.